Action.
Fear is the mother of all bad vibes and energies. Without fear, life isn't a hurdle as such.
Welcome to another episode of It Pricked. It's a rose by yours truly, none other by than Nduri Sonyagia. So in today's episode, as you can see, yes, today we're also doing a video. Yeah. As you can see, I have on set two gentlemen, Baraka and Cheptile. But I've introduced you, but I want you to introduce yourself once more.
My name is Baraka.
And I am Cheptile.
Yes, who is Baraka, who is Cheptile?
I'm an actor. And I'm also a student.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cheptile is also a student and a thespian.
And Nduri Sonyagia is at It Pricked It's a Rose. So today's episode, We're going to be talking about some issues that affect us directly, whether knowingly or unknowingly. So we're going to be tackling depression, fear, anxiety, and stress.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with any of these terms or all of them?
Yeah, we are familiar with them.
Of course, we're human and we go through them.
We've also gone through them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll share some of our experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but not depression. We'll start with anxiety.
Yeah.
What do you define anxiety as? What is anxiety? What brings about anxiety? But before we go to anxiety, I'd like to say this. I think Doris, as a person, I was not aware of these things formally, like the anxiety, depression, stress. I've come to read of these things in books. And I think that is also a contributing factor. Yeah. You might not know of an existence of something, but the moment you read about it, it might influence you, you gain it, or you find yourself in such a situation.
Yeah.
So that is me in terms of anxiety. I'm not saying that I have anxiety, but I had no idea there was something like anxiety.
I also never knew I had depression until I read about it. Yeah, this is depression.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cheptile.
Depression, not unless I've not realized.
Like any stress. Okay, stress is also something common.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure it is.
So I'll define anxiety. I think anxiety is excessive thinking of the future.
Yeah, thinking of the future.
So any different definition?
I also want to agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when you think about the future, it's also adds up to overthinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Overthinking. Then you end up getting fear.
Yeah, you are afraid.
Yes.
Maybe about the exams. Come a cut to konaya leo.
So you're having anxiety.
Anxiety, very intense, persistent worry and fear about something.
Yes. So these are the things that find us in our daily lives.
Yeah.
Yes. So that is anxiety.
Yeah,
so it leads to overthinking, overdoing, and it's actually exist thinking of the future. Like there are some people who feel like I have desires, I want them. Like I'm not even sure I have a plan on how to work it out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'll figure it out in the way, but I'm sure I want to get to this place. But because I don't have a plan as to how I can get there, that now leads to giving me anxiety.
I also feel like in a growing stages, it starts from you thinking about it, then you're stressed, and then now you're depressed.
Progressive.
Yeah, yeah.
Progressive.
It grows gradually.
Yes. Bro, have you been there?
You said you read about it.
Yeah, I read about it. Yeah.
So it is opposite of gratitude in short.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because I think gratitude is appreciating current moment. Mm. So before thinking of the cut, you should be appreciating. At least I've been attending classes.
Reading, of course. Not
writing
not
notes.
Yes. But if you do not have that gratitude, definitely you'll overthink, overstress, and then you acquire anxiety. Yes. But now, how come, what if I just found out right now that I have anxiety from our definition? How do I deal with it?
Oh, that is a very good question.
How, like, at what point am I supposed to pick it up that okay, I have anxiety. Okay, yes. So what do I do about it?
I think the first step is accepting it. Vile tu umesema.
Mm-hmm.
Just accept that I have anxiety,
mm-hmm,
and this is something that needs help.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can talk to a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Unaweza kuja kwa Doris, you see. Unamwambia Doris, I think I have anxiety. And maybe sharing it with you might help me. Problem shared.
Have solved. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
So I think also in the same way you plan for the future, like, don't over worry about it.
Yeah.
Like, cultivate gratitude. Like, in every step of your way, mm-hmm, learn that tomorrow is there, yes. It will have its hurdles, like you began, mm-hmm, that without fear, it means that life will not be a hurdle anymore. So, appreciate current. Appreciate right now, so that even if you have something coming tomorrow, you'll be ready for it. Whatever comes its way, it's okay. Like, I'm ready for you. I won't have anxiety, but I'm very ready for you to deal with you. Yes. Also, I think do it anyway.
Just do it.
Do it anyway.
Do it.
Baraka, go do your cut.
I'm going to do my cut.
Even with the zero content.
I have content. Zero content. 100%
confidence.
Confidence.
Exactly.
Be optimistic.
Yes, definitely. Navigate through it.
Yeah.
Like, life will kick you.
Mm.
Hatuta kudanganya. Ati hakuna shida.
Yeah. I can give a very good example.
Mm-hmm.
There is a time I was doing a voiceover and I never knew what I'm supposed to do. So I am afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I am stressed. Have you ever been in that moment? Maka mikono ina sweat, no? Unapanguza hivi.
You're sweating, you don't know what you're going to do, but people know you can do it.
Yeah.
Me?
Unanijua kweli.
Okay. Are you sure?
Then you do it.
Then you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're like, okay, kumbe I would have just been confident at the first step and just do it.
Did it.
Yeah. And you did it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then
and also, do not stagnate at a point. Like, don't let, as much as we are saying that anxiety is brought about by being over ambitious, like overthinking the future, do not allow yourself to stagnate.
Yeah.
Like, don't tell yourself that because I have anxiety, maybe I'll have to stick to this point. I've only acquired one piece of achievement, maybe a certain thing I did, but then you're not
content.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to, like, set goals, have all these things planned for.
Mm-hmm.
What are your long-term goals? What are your short-term goals? Don't just be there, umekaju, oh, I have anxiety. I can't be thinking about the future.
Yeah, and you're there consoling yourself.
Yeah,
I don't want to get anxiety.
Yeah.
I won't overthink. No! Like, you have to think. Mm. Thinking is the aspect that brings about change.
Mm.
Like, okay, we're supposed to think, just don't overthink.
Mm-hmm.
Without thinking, it means that you won't plan for tomorrow.
Yes.
You'll be poor.
Definitely.
You'll live an average life,
which
nobody wants to live.
You said poor, and then I remember there's a podcast I was listening.
Mm-hmm.
You did, I think the last one. And you were telling us about planning for the future and investing.
Yes.
Yeah, that is very important.
Very important.
Yes.
Very important.
And I heard someone say that your future self is watching you right now through memories.
Yeah.
Yes. That?
Yeah.
So think, plan
what
you want to achieve.
Exactly. And then, you know, learn to talk about these things.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that is why we are gathered here.
Yeah,
three of us. We're talking about it. So that if I listen, if I talk to someone, like, was it you, Baraka or Cheptile, who said talk to people?
I am the one who said talk to people.
Yes.
Just share it.
Yes.
You know, through sharing, this is why I said it.
Mm-hmm.
Through sharing, you can come and maybe realize that I'm not the only one who's going through this. There is someone else out there who's going through this, and maybe I can help them the way
I've learned to help myself.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Because in a world where we glorify only the good things, the nice things, happiness, living good life, like, it's the same world where we will support each other. Like, yeah. When I'm suffering, you're there to hold my hand. When I'm there, you are there to help me. So, yeah, we learn to live by coexisting, that is, by talking.
Yeah.
And if in any case you can, please get a therapist.
Yeah.
It ain't a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like, isi shidati, unafa uavoid, usijifanye mnomare hapa.
You are human. Everyone is human.
Yeah. Very human.
Yeah.
And to get to it, you have to overcome all this. And that is, I think, anxiety for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So unless you feel I've left anything on anxiety, we can move to fear.
Yeah, we can move to fear.
Yes. So you said that it progresses. Like, it's fear. Yeah,
it's gradual.
Yeah.
It's you're first, you're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're panic, in that moment of panic, now you get stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where you develop depression.
When you get anxiety first, then depression.
Yeah.
So let's go to fear. What is fear? Like, okay, kuna fear. There's fear, that one for snakes. Yes. But I think fear for me, it is the unpleasant feeling that is actually triggered by a perception of danger.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe real. It might be real or imagined, but it is triggered by a perception,
perception.
Of danger. Even you kweli ama ni uongo. Like, the same way for anxiety, we are saying that over planning or feeling the future, you're not well invested. Then you find yourself that it might not be real, but it is bringing a certain emotion in you.
Yeah.
And that emotion,
it's being projected.
Yes.
Yeah.
Into fear
into
now.
Into fear now.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So you find yourself, there's fear. But fear is in the mind.
It's what you imagine.
It's a feeling. that's how I can say it.
Yes. It is like, okay, fear will lead you to do many things because it is in the mind. And you know, there's a book, a friend of mine was reading, mm-hmm. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You know, your mind is, your subconscious mind is very powerful.
Yeah.
The same way we learn about the second mind, that the second mind can block you from making a decision, mm-hmm. because at the back of your mind there's something telling you,
it keeps pulling you back.
The enemy of progress.
Yes, you have a cut here, you know, you have the answers, but then there's something at the back of your mind telling you,
right? I'm a Kenya.
Exactly.
I saw something on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Someone was asking, ati, can a Mwakenya be used in another country?
See what you did there.
So
you have an exam. You're supposed to be confident. You're supposed to go and do it. But you're afraid.
Yes. There's something that I didn't know. Si uko na Mwakenya.
Hey, uko na toa.
Toa.
Na lecturer anapita.
Lecturer ako pale.
Hey, unasema, unaanza kusweat. Unaangalia, unaanza kufanya hivi. Unaangalia.
All of a sudden, uko sawa.
Yeah.
Na ulikuwa sawa. Mm-hmm. So that is fear that leads you to do such things. Mm-hmm. But then, what are the causes of fear? Like, we're talking about fear in terms of life.
Yeah.
Like, leave alone the fear of snakes. That is natural fear. Yeah,
that is natural fear.
But there is this fear. Like, there are some people who have something they call fear of the unknown.
Fear of the unknown.
The cold war.
Mm-hmm.
Something that it is just in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You feel you don't have the ability to do something. You're just afraid.
Something that you desire to do, but you cannot do it. Something is holding you back. In that sense, for example, let me just try and umuliza, what are some of the things that cause fear?
Yes,
I'll give you my own personal example.
Mm-hmm.
I am afraid of failure. Mm-hmm. Being an actor, ukienda kwa stage, people expect you. Okay, when you listen to my voice, you're like, okay, this guy is good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you don't deliver towards that, you're like, okay, I'm supposed to go on stage. Okay, breathe in. Breathe out. Now you don't know what to do. So that failure is one of the reasons why it's something that can bring about that fear. I am afraid. afraid of failure.
That point is strong. Hata si tumenyamaza.
Hadi kumbuka na calmness.
Eloquence.
Cheptile, what is this that you fear so much? Like, hii unajua kama Baraka ni failure.
Mine is failure.
I don't know how people will categorize this after listening, but I think what I fear is we are humans.
Yes.
We live and people know us. There are people who know us.
Yeah.
And they know their expectation that they expect us to meet.
Yeah.
So when you know these people know where you can meet, where you can reach, and you don't reach any unona. Hey, these people expect me
to be somewhere,
to be there, and their confidence is too much than yours, and it kidogo inaku like unaogopa to maybe I can't reach there. What will they? What are
nitakuwa nimewaangusha.
That is a point.
Yeah, I get. Yeah. And it is there actually, by the way, because I think some people will hear of Cheptile, like back home where you're from, then they'll be like, hey, our guy is in KMC. We expect to see him on our screen.
My mama I'm a student.
Exactly. I get. So that is also a very big cause of fear.
Is there something you're afraid of?
Me? Hey, I'm afraid of failure, let me tell you. That is why I think I do everything and anything as long as I can do it to my level best. Because I think, anytime I think I will fail, or maybe I'll try in the coming 5 years, I'll live an average life. No way. Not me.
Yeah.
Not you.
No, I don't think there is anyone who would want to be associated with failure.
No.
I don't think there is anyone who's like proud. I'm a failure. There is.
Akuna. In fact, at anybody who is a drunkard out there and they are failure to their family, at the back of their mind, at the end of a long day after they are drunk and then they have become sober once more, they are like, but I'm failing my family.
Yeah.
Lakini nitakunywa tena.
They
will console themselves.
I have a friend of mine, anasemanga hivi, every time he's drunk, money is never my problem.
Money is never my problem.
So we're like, okay, is this a fear? Is this so? But the more I get deeper into this topic, the more I try to understand him. So you see, this is the importance of sharing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Now you're getting to understand.
No. Yeah. So you see, the importance of this kind of podcast.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So another cause of fear, I think, is also imagined events. There's some events that are created in your mind.
Yeah.
Like you create a scenario in your mind. Like probably, let me take an a sample example of probably a student has already imagined sitting at an exam, failing, doing a supplementary, repeating the year in the mind, my friend.
And you're still a first year.
Yeah, and they imagine all these things and now they absorb them as reality.
Yes.
As they happen.
I mean, unajipia pressure. Bure. But then there's also real environmental dangers. He's in za ukweli.
Yeah, he's in
like, pressure kama ya masomo ili fear ya ukweli. Adi zi fear of failure. This is real.
I feel there is a pressure when you're at a good example. Your parents have paid for your fees.
Yes.
Umekuja shule kusoma. And what you're doing day in, day out is getting high, getting lit. And you're not doing anything in regards to studies whatsoever.
Yes.
That is like, okay, am I going to fail my parents?
Am I going to fail my parents?
They're playing in your mind. Those
silent,
kind of situations in Akuja. Now you start feeling guilty.
Yes, I get. I think, but all in all, there are some fears can also be a symptom of mental health conditions, such as social anxiety disorder, panic disorder, post-stress, and traumatic disorders.
Yeah.
So those it can lead. Yeah, PTSD.
Yeah.
It can lead to an extreme situation. So to take care. Like to prevent that extreme point, it's all in your mind.
Yeah.
Fear is all in your mind.
Yeah.
Do this, talk about it, manifest good things in your mind.
Yeah.
Like there, I have a guy I read on Instagram, Rob Hills.
I think I came across his account at some point.
Yes.
Yeah.
That guy, like, he tells you, like, these things are in here.
Yeah.
You want to do anything, it's in here.
Yeah.
You're afraid of something, it's in here. So control in here, and whatever you'll be outputting will be very constructive, very positive.
Whatever you feed your mind
mm-hmm.
is who you are.
Yeah.
That is what I would say.
Yes.
Garbage in.
Garbage out.
If you feed your mind fear,
mm-hmm.
well, what do you expect to
be? You will manifest. Yeah. Definitely. Exactly. Like, no excuse, no one to know.
Yeah.
I think that is basically it about fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is fear.
Yeah. So then there's depression. So anxiety, stress, fear will lead you to depression.
Yeah, depression.
And what is a depression? What is depression?
If you ask me
mm-hmm.
what is depression, this is mm-hmm. how I understand depression. Depression is a state that you're in. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to tell someone. At some point, you don't even know you are going through depression
mm-hmm.
itself.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you said, you didn't know you're going through depression until you read
about
depression and they were matching.
Yeah, I have this condition and there is something
mm-hmm.
I need to change.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the signs and symptoms and all those things that are there. There's a site that I was going through
mm-hmm.
The other day that helped me. It's called betterhelp.com. When you go there and you read about it, utaona some of these signs and symptoms. You guys should also go and see them.
So you tell us.
You're
here. You're here for us, like
yeah.
because you know depression is a constant feeling of sadness,
loss of appetite,
yes,
or overeating.
Interest.
Sometimes you lose interest
mm-hmm.
with something that you really loved.
Yeah, your normal activities are no longer normal.
You're not active.
Yeah.
Umeka tu umeboeka. Someone comes and talks to you and be nimba.
Like a depressed person is just always low and sightless.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not
with yes.
Anna attacking fire anything.
And actually, depression most of the time, I think it gets to people that are active because you'll note.
Yeah.
A person was so hyper, was so active. All of a sudden, I'm like cheptile. These days, you're not even greeting me.
Mm.
You used to greet me 3 times a day. What is wrong? All of a sudden, this guy used to sing for us.
Yeah.
He's not singing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you ask him, what is it? Ah, vibe imeisha too. Vibe.
There's something behind the vibe.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
Cheptili is my best friend, by the way. Kama ujaijua.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I'm viewing my status, my contacts, I'm like, okay, there is this friend of ours. He's going through a hard time. Najui, we just need to go and talk to them. And when you go and share with them some of our stories,
mm-hmm.
wanatuambia, hey, manze, mimi, niko fiti.
Mm.
They won't tell you.
Mm. They won't.
In fact, they reassure you.
I'm okay.
Mimi,
niko poa.
Nini shida? Me, I'm very much okay.
Niko fire. Kwani wewe unaona nani?
Unaona kani kuna shida?
I'm good.
But in real sense, these people are going through a hard time. Yeah.
Very true. You've talked about viewing your friend status. Let us go back to that. So, apparently, guys, a lot of people claim that their status is just for showbiz. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something, guys. I think you can tell what a person is undergoing through their status. They'll call it memes. they'll call it quotes,
uh-huh.
but huyu mutu ako depressed.
Yeah,
ako na
it is true.
Ako na shida.
Apo, that is very true.
Yes.
Very true.
Mm. And dare ask one of them, wanarukanga.
Wanaruka.
Mimi ni memes.
They never
too?
Accept.
Kwani sita post memes.
Ni memes.
Ati isi meme, by the way.
By the way, your time walifubali. Walikuwa sema isi meme,
by the way. Isi meme, by the way. That is denial.
Yeah, denial. They don't accept that in that. Or maybe they don't know. Okay, we can't judge. We do.
At all.
We don't know. Maybe they don't want to accept they're there.
Yeah.
And maybe they know they're there and they don't want to share out.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, maybe they don't know.
Maybe they don't know how to kabisa.
Or they don't know how to even express it.
Yes, or they don't know such exists.
Yeah, so the only solution is going to the status.
Then you're like, let me tell you people. Me, I don't understand how I'll read something like it's talking so negatively of a situation, repost it in my status. Claim I'm not related to it,
and still be comfortable.
And still be comfortable walking
for 24
around.
Hours.
Yes. And when someone asks you what you have posted, you know, become uncomfortable.
Yeah. Then you're like, you're starting a case with them. Eh, kwani squeeze status zangu si zangu. So you mute.
That's how you keep quiet and they won't share.
Minding your own business.
But you're like, at the back of the mind, my guy, there's something wrong with you. Yeah. But since you're not accepting, I can't do much. I can't do much. So there are causes of depression, loneliness, stress, abusive relationships, unemployment, overthinking.
Yeah, overthinking.
Overdoing things. Like, I think everything done in an overly manner will lead to depression.
Yeah. When you... Can I give you an example?
Yes.
There was this woman, I think she was speaking to young people, youths, and she was giving her experience about how the son committed suicide. That was so emotional.
Very emotional, yeah.
You watched it?
It was she was talking on a conference sometime.
Yeah, there's a conference about youth. Mm-hmm. And then this is what she said. Nothing that happens under the sun is new. Just share it. Just talk about it. It was so emotional until I asked myself, if I was the one wearing the same shoe, how would I feel?
So the son committed suicide?
The son committed suicide.
Because they are yet to know, they don't know.
Yeah, they didn't know. Okay, the mother...
I think the mother said, like, after the boy completed the Form 4 exam, and he failed. And since then, we boy alianza kuwa low. Something was happening. Alikuwa na kakwa rumi yake, like, alikuwa na shindoko peke yake. And just from nowhere, like, alikuwa na some siblings... wako inje wanacheza kwa veranda, then watu wao anaenda kwa madhana
mama yake anamwambia mom anacheza game mbaya, the mom is like, okay, these are kids. And then she's dismissing them. This is also a message to the parents, by the way. You have sons, you have daughters out here, check up on them, just talk to them, be free with them. Some of us what tunaogopa, but we want to talk to you.
And about talking, you know, humans are social creatures, and communication is the foundation of our culture. But in an age where everybody has learned how to talk, we have forgotten how to have a conversation. Maybe it's about time we sit down, we start reasoning, or setting aside our differences. Like, talk, maze, share out. Because this thing, it's real, it's very real, and it's inaumiza watu.
Yeah.
Na wasemi.
And the same way you've said, there's nothing new under the sun. Yeah. So it means our parents or people who are older than us have seen these things.
Or they've experienced them at first hand.
Then there's this thing of, I've experienced a situation. Maybe I was lucky enough. I got out of it. If I talk about it, then there's somebody somewhere who's not as strong as me.
And is going through the same thing that you are.
Then I'll give them a message of hope and they will learn how to grow from it.
Yeah.
So that is basically it. I think we should learn to talk about it, because there are several signs, by the way. I did some research on the symptoms of depression, which include a change in appetite, fatigue, loss of memory, slowed movement or speech, sleeping too much, an intentional weight loss or gain, a reduced interest in activities once enjoyed, mood swings, withdrawal.
Yeah, withdrawal symptoms.
Yeah. So if we are not to take care of each other, who is to take care of us? I think we have first to know, like, how do I deal with you?
Yeah.
Like, how do I deal with you as my close friends?
Yeah.
How do I deal with myself? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you how I deal. Like, let us teach ourselves. Like, when I'm just seated like this with my friends, I tell them, by the way, mimi nikipatana na kitu, I do it like this.
Yeah, I do it like this. But there's something that you said earlier, that the most solid person in your life is you.
Yes.
So until you learn to deal with yourself and then you accept it, then when you start sharing it with others, they'll now feel like,
By the way, I can be doing that.
This is how I can deal with this problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because I think stress is not stress. Mm. Stress is just a summation of these things.
Yeah.
So the moment you combine anger, stress, anxiety, it will lead to depression. And depression will lead to suicide. And like that mom said, please talk to your guys, our parents. Listen to us.
Yeah.
Listen to us. Mm. Like, you see the tiny, tiny things people slip out of their mouth, mouths. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just talking then by mistake. I said, let me ask you a kwenda. Like, those slight things, they matter.
They matter. Yeah. That's someone, uyo mtu anamini yo kitu.
Yeah.
But hajui anamini.
And it's coming from the heart.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So let us learn to be solid people. Like, learn to be own solid person. Read, by the way.
Yeah.
Read a lot of books. Learn to talk with friends. Like, just talk. Like, kitu iki, ukiongea kitu, inatoka kwako. So inamaanisha, hata kama haijapata suluhisho bado, iko in a better place.
Yeah.
So I think that is basically it on depression, anxiety, stress, and failure, fear. Yeah. And unless you have, my guys, unless you have something to add.
Okay, if I say this, yes. I don't know how you guys are going to interpret it, but I think stress can also be used to do something positive.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when you're stressed about there's a cut, we know there's a cut on Friday. I'm giving a personal example. Ama, I know that next week we are going to be doing rehearsals about our play.
Mm-hmm.
So if I know that, hey, there is a play, instead of having that stress eating me up, I can plan for it early, I can work harder, and I can make sure that everything is in order, so that by that time, as I'm doing it, it's just a flow.
I get.
Yeah. Yes. See, you guys dig.
Yes. There's positive.
There's a way you can have that positive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that is why I was saying, like, you just learn how to manipulate situations. Choose the right or left.
Yeah.
So right might be the positive one. Left might then be negative one. So instead of making stress to give you anxiety, let stress motivate you to work hard.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. And as I had said earlier, we are humans and we are social creatures.
Yes.
And let me narrow down to the youth.
Mm-hmm.
We are close to each other. Vile mimi nongega na Baraka, the way I'm close to him, it's not the same way I am close to my parents, my mom or my dad.
Yeah.
So Baraka ananielewa. Mm. When I'm low, you know that realize kwanza ta kuliko paro, mimi nakuanga close.
Yeah, that is
so,
true.
So friends, ukiona bishti right yako, ameanza kukua. Kuna kitu tu imeanza kuchange na utafeel. Na unafeel, do something, manze.
Do something talk about it.
Help him, manze.
You never know when you're stepping in.
Yeah.
You never know when you're helping somebody.
Very true. That is why I was saying, learn to speak about how you deal with yourself. You don't know if you're helping me. Mm. You might be helping me in a very big way, by the way. But you're just doing you.
Yeah, you're just doing you. You're just being you.
So you guys...
The one thing to note is that we are all tested. But it is in our response that we know who we are and who is willing to stand by us in our darkest hour.
Yeah. Exactly.
Let us be strong.
Mm-hmm.
Let us be strong. Hizi vitu, azizi tumalize.
Azizi
tumalize. That's why we are talking it, sharing out, msikie.
Yeah,
okay, if I was to conclude, I'd say that there is no paradise without going through hell. We are all humans.
Mm-hmm.
We will go through a hard point or a hard time at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yes, it makes sense.
Yeah, we'll go through a hard time at some point. But ukisha pita hapo, you're going to enjoy yourself. You're going to be happy.
Very true.
Release that stress. Just
be free.
Be free. If you get a chance or an opportunity to do something, release it. Watch and do a lot of exercises. Share with people. Engage in a lot of activities that keep you active. You know, these things are very important.
Then there's this song. I'm not sure. I'm not a good singer. I even call myself a songer.
A songer.
You know, a songer, it means it's not that you sing.
Yeah.
A singer sings. Yes. But I am a songer.
You're
a
but song. You also sing. Yes.
I am a songer. Yeah, it goes like this. I think you guys know it. If you know it, please help me.
We'll so song us.
Yes.
Sijui kama niko na tune ya kuimba. Let's see.
Ati, I don't know. Happy cuz they hating anyway. Do what makes
you happy. Do what makes you smile. Everybody's judging anyway. We only here for a while.
Thank you, guys. I'm a singer.
You're a singer.
But thank you guys for gracing this podcast with the presence.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to It Pricked. It Pricked, It's a Rose. And our listeners, until next episode, this has been Baraka Cheptile, and I use truly Doris Onyagia. Until next time, what do we say?
We love you guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Wisdom.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of It Pricked, It's a Rose by yours truly, none other than Noris Wenyagia. So what usually do you do when things you had planned don't go as you wished? Like, I'm talking in this way, I'm saying, I had said that I would be doing an audio and video version of the anchor version of the podcast, that is. But now, all of a sudden, I'm too busy. I have projects, I have places to be, I have things to do. I cannot access a camera, I cannot do what people want to do episodes with me, yet I'm not there, or if they are there, equipments are not there. So how do we deal with disappointments out of our own expectations? Rather, what do we do to ensure that these things don't happen? So I've sat down, I've thought about this, I have come up with several solutions, because this is something that applies generally in our life. Like, it doesn't have to be the aspect that I'm talking about, like this way where I'm saying, I said I would be recording, doing video and audio, but now apparently I'm doing audio only. So what happens when your plan A, like, plan A works, yes, then you decide, I also want a plan B, which is an advancement of plan A. But then plan B does not work. What do you do? So I have come up with several points I think would be of help to us as people who are listening. And yeah, so yeah, this time we don't have people who are watching. So the first point goes to, because you're the same person who had planned the initial plan and decided that it was time for you to advance to the second plan, you can choose to go back to the initial plan. Because if you decide to go with this extension of your initial plan and it isn't working out, it means that you'll be missing a lot. You'll be missing on a lot. You'll be disappointing yourself. You'll be disappointing people who had gotten used to listening to you, or seeing you, or hearing you, or just you doing you. So the first step is, when you notice that it is not, your extension is not going as expected, please go back to the initial plan. Like, advancement and then going back does not mean failure. It does not mean failure. It is just you accepting your challenges, accepting that maybe this is not the perfect time for me to advance with this one. Maybe it is not yet time. Let me go back to what I was doing. It was working out well. It had been very well. And yeah, you can pick up from there. So that is why, first of all, the main reason why I'm doing this episode today, because I've realized I'm not able to acquire equipment to do a video version, and I don't want to use my mobile phone. So that means that if I delay on YouTube, I'm also delaying on Anchor. But it is possible for me to do it on Anchor, Spotify, and all these other platforms without necessarily doing it on YouTube. So I've decided to go back to Anchor. Then step number two, work on your extension. So you've gotten back to what you used to do. You've gotten back to your plan A. Now, for your plan extension to be better, you have to strategize about it. You have to work on it. Like, decide, really, am I in for this? What do I want? Like, how will I make it work out? What am I supposed to acquire? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to add? What am I supposed to subtract? So the moment you take time, don't pause. Take time, yes, but don't pause. Go back to the initial plan. So it means you're still growing. But then sit and think about plan B. Like, think about plan extension. What are you going to do about it? How are you going to solve it? Do that, because the moment you decide to stagnate, it means you're moving three steps back. So the moment you come back at it, you've worked on your extension, but you had paused on initial plan A, it means that you're way, way, way backwards, and you're not as expected. So guys, if you feel it isn't working for you, do this. Go back to your plan A, then work on this extension now. After you work on it, present it back to us. Come back with it. come back better, stronger, with a better plan. Because, hey, Maisha, it's trying error. And at the end of the day, it is a trial and error that makes us successful. So, and now moving forward, the third point. So the third point is you clarify what you really intended, you had intended to achieve with your plan A. So definitely it's something you're doing. What were you aiming to achieve? Like, for example, let me use my podcast as an example. It pricked, it's a rose. It's how the dynamics of life are. So my intention at the beginning of it all was for me to talk about all issues, anything, everything that find us on our daily perspectives. I've been able to invite several guests. I've done several topics on my own. Yeah, so that was my initial goal, to reach someone somewhere listening to me, maybe their life to become better, even if it is not by 70%, at least a minimum 40%. So at the end of the day, you learn something new from me. So I ask myself, did I really achieve that at the beginning of the plan A? Was my goal achieved? What was my goal? So you first get to understand, really, what were you intending to achieve? What was your goal? Then after you've understood that, remember, we are knowing how to overcome, like plan A, plan extension of A has failed. How do we maneuver around? So then you clarify the outcome. Like, yes, my goal was to reach several people, talk to them, change their lives, not even change their lives, add value to their lives by adding something new. So if I did achieve that, I come to myself, what was the outcome with what I had done with plan A? Like, was I able to reach many people? Yes. For a fact, many people have reached out saying, hey, I didn't know about this, but now I do. I haven't heard about this, but now I've heard it. So yeah, that is a positive. That is like the outcome. What was your outcome? If at all you had people that were involved in whatever you are doing, you ask them. Again, I'll use myself as an example. I've invited several guests. I've had them talk to you guys using this platform of my podcast. So I'm supposed to ask them, like, what different thing did you come out with from the moment that we were together with you in this episode that we did together? So I've already done that. I've talked to Cheptile and Baraka. They're asking, Kwani, you decided you won't do another podcast. It's because I decided to take an extension and the extension doesn't seem to work anymore. I'm busy. They're busy. Everyone wants a chance. I'm not available. When I'm available, when they're available, we don't have equipment. Like, it's just tricky. So you understand the outcome. Really, what did I want? Like, did it happen? Yes, it did. Several people have learned several new things. I've talked to them. They've told me several things. Then you make a list of the things that went wrong. Definitely, whatever plan of yours that was, it isn't all 100% negative. Even if it fails, there's a high percentage that there's high occurrence that the highest percentage is of those things that had happened and were very positive. So you separate, like, list the things that went wrong and the things that went right. So you now have the things that went wrong, the things that went right. Now weigh each one, like, which is possible to change? Where can I change? Where can I not change? If there is anything that you can change, please go ahead. Start working on it. Start changing it as early as possible. If there's something that you cannot change, those ones, you put them away. Like, you cannot change this one. You cannot do this. You cannot do this. But you can do this and you can do this. So for those ones that you can't do, put them away. Pack them in a suitcase. Put them at parking. But these ones that you can change, adopt them. Change them accordingly so that the next time you're working on your plan, you're in a better place to do so. Then after you've put them aside in a suitcase, those ones that you cannot change, now come back, strategize. Like the way we were saying, the way I said in point number two up there, you strategize yourself, like, really, what do I want to achieve? What do I want to do? How do I do it? Like, I felt this time, so I'm sure I'm not supposed to follow the same steps that I had followed earlier. Where do I go? How do I follow it? How do I do it? What do I achieve? And how do I achieve it? So you come back, sit back, talk to yourself, like, discuss, have a meeting with yourself, discuss the possible things that you can do to change the situation. After you make a plan, you then you take action. Like, okay, you've made a plan, you made resolutions. It's like new year. You have new resolutions. This year I have to do this. This year I have to do this. So this one's a strategic. You've already understood your mistakes. You've already done the mistakes. So you're ensuring that you're not repeating the same things that you went wrong with. So now you take the action plan and you actualize it, and it becomes a plan. But then at the end of the day, you also have to remember that you can't be a perfect reactor to everything. There are setbacks that are present. It's okay for your plan to fail. So as I was saying, you become a perfect reactor to setbacks. Like, you're ready for them. They happen. They are there to happen. But what do you do after they've happened? It's okay for a plan to fail. But at the end of the day, remember that you only fail when you give up. So when you quit is when you're failing. These others are just but lessons for you to learn. And you're supposed to learn from each and every mistake, no matter how big or small it is. You take it as a learning lesson, and you understand that you can never control everything in life. Like, I don't even think there's something you have in control, because at the end of the day, everything has several factors that affect it, and these factors are external and are not at your control. So anytime a plan, you encounter setbacks, take your time to process it, then take the next plan, like take the next action. Just follow the steps, and then it's okay to fail. Document the journey. Like, when you finally get there, how will you tell people? Like, there's that sweet victory of something that had seemed like it was going away, but then it is back. Then you're like, huh, ula, here is me again, back. So guys, remember, we are all winners only if we believe and do it, and we try it anyway, say it anyway, start it today, start it right now. If not now, then this second, because we are winners and we are born winners. Anyway, thank you for listening to this episode. I've been yours, none other than Doris Onyagi. Until the next episode of It Pricked, It's a Rose. Adios. Bye. Welcome to another episode of It Pricked, It's a Rose, by yours truly, none other than Nuri Swenyagia. So what usually do you do when things you had planned don't go as you wished? Like, I'm talking in this way, I'm saying, I had said that I would be doing an audio and video version of the podcast, that is, but now all of a sudden, I'm too busy. I have projects, I have places to be, I have things to do. I cannot access a camera, I cannot do what people want to do episodes with me, yet I'm not there, or if they are there, equipments are not there. So how do we deal with disappointments out of our own expectations? Rather, what do we do to ensure that these things don't happen? So I've sat down, I've thought about this, I have come up with several solutions, because this is something that applies generally in our life. Like, it doesn't have to be the aspect that I'm talking about, like this way where I'm saying, I said I would be recording, doing video and audio, but now apparently I'm doing audio only. So what happens when your plan A, like plan A works, yes, then you decide, I also want a plan B, which is an advancement of plan A, but then plan B does not work. What do you do? So I have come up with several points I think would be of help to us as people who are listening. And so the first point goes to, because you're the same person who had planned the initial plan and decided that it was time for you to advance to the second plan, you can choose to go back to the initial plan. Because if you decide to go with this extension of your initial plan and it isn't working out, it means that you'll be missing a lot. you'll be missing on a lot, you'll be disappointing yourself, you'll be disappointing people who had gotten used to listening to you or seeing you or hearing you or just you doing you. So the first step is when you notice that it is not, your extension is not going as expected, please go back to the initial plan. Like, advancement and then going back does not mean failure. It does not mean failure. It is just you accepting your challenges, accepting that maybe this is not the perfect time for me to advance with this one. Maybe it is not yet time. Let me go back to what I was doing. It was working out well. It had been very well. And yeah, you can pick up from there. So that is why, first of all, the main reason why I'm doing this episode today, because I've realized I'm not able to acquire equipment to do a video version, and I don't want to use my mobile phone. So that means that if I delay on YouTube, I'm also delaying on Anchor. But it is possible for me to do it on Anchor, Spotify, and all these other platforms without necessarily doing it on YouTube. So I've decided to go back to Anchor. Then step number two, work on your extension. So you've gotten back to what you used to do. You've gotten back to your plan A. Now, for your plan extension to be better, you have to strategize about it. You have to work on it. Like, decide, really, am I in for this? What do I want? Like, how will I make it work out? What am I supposed to acquire? What am I supposed not to do? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to add? What am I supposed to subtract? So the moment you take time, don't pause. Take time, yes, but don't pause. Go back to the initial plan. So it means you're still growing. But then sit and think about plan B. Like, think about plan extension. What are you going to do about it? How are you going to solve it? Do that, because the moment you decide to stagnate, it means you're moving three steps back. So the moment you come back at you've worked on your extension, but you had paused on initial plan A, it means that you're way, way, way backwards, and you're not as expected. So guys, if you feel it isn't working for you, do this. Go back to your plan A, then work on this extension now. After you work on it, present it back to us. Come back with it. Come back better, stronger, with a better plan. Because, hey, Maisha, it's trying error. And at the end of the day, it is a trial and error that makes us successful. So, and now moving forward, the third point. So the third point is you clarify what you really intended to achieve with your plan A. So definitely it's something you're doing. What were you aiming to achieve? Like, for example, let me use my podcast as an example. It pricked, it's a rose. It's how the dynamics of life are. So my intention at the beginning of it all was for me to talk about all issues, anything, everything that find us on our daily perspectives. I've been able to invite several guests. I've done several topics on my own. Yeah, so that was my initial goal, to reach someone somewhere listening to me, maybe their life to become better, even if it is not by 70%, at least a minimum 40%. So at the end of the day, you learn something new from me. So I ask myself, did I really achieve that at the beginning of the plan A? Was my goal achieved? What was my goal? So you first get to understand, really, what were you intending to achieve? What was your goal? Then after you've understood that, remember, we are knowing how to overcome, like, plan A, plan extension of A has failed. How do we maneuver around? So then you clarify the outcome. Like, yes, my goal was to reach several people, talk to them, change their lives, not even change their lives, add value to their lives by adding something new. So if I did achieve that, I come to myself, what was the outcome with what I had done with plan A? Like, was I able to reach many people? Yes. For a fact, many people have reached out saying, hey, I didn't know about this, but now I do. I haven't heard about this, but now I've heard it. So yeah, that is a positive. That is like the outcome. What was your outcome? If at all you heard people that were involved in whatever you are doing, you ask them. Again, I'll use myself as an example. I've invited several guests. I've had them talk to you guys using this platform of my podcast. So I'm supposed to ask them, like, what different thing did you come out with from the moment that we were together with you in this episode that we did together? So I've already done that. I've talked to Cheptile and Baraka. They're asking, Kwani, you decided you won't do another podcast. It's because I decided to take an extension and the extension doesn't seem to work anymore. I'm busy. They're busy. Everyone wants a chance. I'm not available. When I'm available, when they're available, we don't have equipment. Like, it's just tricky. So you understand the outcome. Really, what did I want? Like, did it happen? Yes, it did. Several people have learned several new things. I've talked to them. They've told me several things. Then you make a list of the things that went wrong. Definitely, whatever plan of yours that was, it isn't all 100% negative. There's high occurrence that the highest percentage is of those things that had happened and were very positive. So you separate, like, list the things that went wrong and the things that went right. So you now have the things that went wrong, the things that went right. Now weigh each one, like, which is possible to change? Where can I change? Where can I not change? If there is anything that you can change, please go ahead. Start working on it. Start changing it as early as possible. If there's something that you cannot change, those ones, you put them away. Like, you cannot change this one. You cannot do this. You cannot do this. But you can do this and you can do this. So for those ones that you can't do, put them away. Pack them in a suitcase. Put them at parking. But these ones that you can change, adopt them. Change them accordingly so that the next time you're working on your plan, you're in a better place to do so. After you've put them aside in a suitcase, those ones that you cannot change, now come back, strategize. Like the way we were saying, the way I said in point number two up there, you strategize yourself, like, really, what do I want to achieve? What do I want to do? How do I do it? Like, I failed this time, so I'm sure I'm not supposed to follow the same steps that I had followed earlier. Where do I go? How do I follow it? How do I do it? What do I achieve? And how do I achieve it? So you come back, sit back, talk to yourself, like, discuss, have a meeting with yourself, discuss the possible things that you can do to change the situation. After you make a plan, you take action. Like, okay, you've made a plan, you made the resolutions. It's like new year. You have new resolutions. This year I have to do this. This year I have to do this. So this one's a strategic. You've already understood your mistakes. You've already done the mistakes. So you're ensuring that you're not repeating the same things that you went wrong with. So now you take the action plan and you actualize it and it becomes a plan. But then at the end of the day, you also have to remember that you can't be a perfect reactor to everything. There are setbacks that are present. It's okay. You become a perfect reactor to setbacks. Like, you're ready for them. They happen. They are there to happen. But what do you do after they've happened? It's okay for a plan to fail. But at the end of the day, remember that you only fail when you give up. So when you quit is when you're failing. These others are just but lessons for you to learn. And you're supposed to learn from each and every mistake, no matter how big or small it is. You take it as a learning lesson and you understand that you can never control everything. You can never control everything in life. Like, the only... I don't even think there's something you have in control, because at the end of the day, everything has several factors that affect it, and these factors are external and are not at your control. So anytime a plan, you encounter setbacks, take your time to process it, then take the next plan, like, take the next action. Just follow the steps, and then it's okay to fail. Document the journey. Like, when you finally get there, how will you tell people? Like, there's that sweet victory of something that had seemed like it was going away, but then it is back. Then you're like, huh, ula, here is me again. back. So guys, remember, we are all winners only if we believe and do it, and we try it, and we say it, and we start it today, start it right now. If not now, then this second, because we are winners and we are born winners. Anyway, thank you for listening to this episode. I've been yours, none other than Doris Onyagi. Until the next episode of It Pricked, it's a rose. Adios.